Three nights he said he would be in the grave.
Right.
What do the churches teach?
I guess Friday to Sunday.
So who's lying?
Yeah, no. But the same thing
Just wait.
Uh-huh.
Who's lying? Jesus or the churches?
Right.
Let's establish it.
Yeah,
so the churches are lying.
Yeah.
So let me take you somewhere else now that you've established.
Well, I got to go. I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude, but I got three people.
Revelation 22:14 and 15.
Uh-huh.
Remember this.
Okay. 22:14 and 15.
Look up Revelation 21 and 22. They both say it.
Okay.
If you love and practice one lie, mm-hmm. you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. Mm-hmm. On that card is a whole bunch of lies. So we walk through the gospel. There's a bunch of lies on there. If you do one of them and don't repent of that, where are you going to be?
Yeah, outside the gate.
We don't want that for
you.
So you
got
to repent and come
out.
So they're not
Listen,
teaching
God,
the gospel that calls
God
you out of the world.
God is with me. God is my Father. God guides me and blesses me
every
single
day. But can I show you something? James 4:4 says, friendship with the world, fondness of the world, makes you his enemy, right?
Yes.
And I'm pointing to all of this around here at the art fair.
But what
if
we are
love
doing
this
is,
and
no,
we live
no, no, no,
in
no,
it
that's
and
not
we're
what
idle,
we're doing.
And
we
we're
are with our,
our
friends,
time.
And we are enjoying our
But there's
our,
even
our
more than
together.
That. See, shouldn't we be transformed to go out and preach the gospel and help
Absolutely.
Other people?
Absolutely, but I do do that.
And that's what we should be doing. But you need to get your life in order, too.
I
got to help you, ma'am.
Yeah.
There's personal holiness for women in the scriptures, in the New Testament.
My people are
okay, that's
right,
fine.
But
my email's on there. I'd love to hear from
you.
My husband's over there. We'd love to help you go deeper in the faith.